sorry, man. We're in a rain weekend. They're already making schedule changes and moving games and all kind of stuff already.
How's that weather down there right now?
Not good. We had to move our game up today a couple hours, and looks like Sunday's going to be canceled and potential doubleheader tomorrow. So, yeah, we're already in the middle of it.
And, Delays, what do you do in that case as far as with your team? How do you change that up and prepare for that whenever things like that happen?
Well, we tell them on day one when they enroll here their freshman year, if you're a mountaineer baseball player, you got to get used to schedule changes and adversity and stuff like that. So we try and prepare them as best we can for this, you know. But at the same time, you know, it does wears on you to a point. You know, we had a 12-hour bus ride yesterday, and now it looks like we're going to have to play three games potentially in a matter of 36 hours here. So all teams got to do it, so you just got to prepare your guys to handle it better than the others.
And obviously we talked about this too. It probably helps to have that experience. We turned 13 of the 17 position players, 7 or 9 starters. So that type of experience probably helps when you go against some of these good programs on the road, and then you throw in some of the elements of the weather.
Yeah, I just think that's the beauty of this year's team. You know, the experience that we have. Weekends like this are old hat for some of our guys. You know, the new guys might not be able to adjust to it, but the older guys in the team are going to have a calming effect on everybody and just be able to overcome the things you can't control and go out and play your best game.
What's the most important thing you're trying to establish in that first game, especially on the road? What are you looking at in that first game to make sure these guys come out fast?
You know, we got to figure out who can pitch out of the bullpen. You know, we're going to have to try to figure that out as early as we can. You know, our starters are pretty quality starters, we think, but early in the year, their pitch counts are such that they can't go out and throw complete games. So we got to find out who can come out of that pen. We've got some injuries that has really affected our depth in the bullpen. So there's going to be some guys you've never heard of before coming out of there and getting some opportunities to see how they can do.
Speaking of that, you're going, I believe, with junior right-hander Alec Manoah, right, against Kennesaw State here, Golden Spikes Award watch list, preseason All-American second team. Kind of talk about the growth in his game as a pitcher and kind of what makes him special as a pitcher, because I know scouts are kind of loving this kid right now.
Yeah, they really are. He's a big body with a really good arm and a great mentality, and he's always had that, but he finally this summer made a decision that he wants to get really, really serious about playing this game for a living, and I think his actions followed his decision-making. So he's done all the right things and prepared the right way and very serious about it, and expecting a big year out of him.
Yeah, and then also on the other side, you have Sam Kessler, which is the junior right-hander, and he's received some preseason recognition. So as a coach, you have some injuries there in the bullpen, but you do have guys like that you can lean on and the type of pitching stuff, and gives a huge chance to win games, especially in some of those long road hauls like you see here in the Atlanta Challenge.
Yeah, no doubt. We, you know, in the college baseball seasons, many games as we play, toward the end, they all get crammed into a short period of time. This is when it really tests your bullpen, and it's hard to have a great season when you only have 3 or 4 good pitchers, so you need 10 or 12 that can go out there and beat anybody on any given day, and that's what we're going to try and search for here these first 3 games, is who can jump in that top 10 on the staff and give us some real quality innings.
What's the biggest thing that you tweak throughout the season as far as, I guess, like maybe your lineup with the guys you want to hit, or, you know, your pitching, you know, your bullpen, obviously, but what are some things that maybe you tweak in the season from the beginning of the season to maybe the middle to the end? What are some things you kind of look at and you go, man, we need to kind of change up some of these things? Is it game to game, or is it a feel? What is some of those things you do from the beginning to the middle to the end of the season?
You know, it's kind of a balancing act. You know, you want to get everybody in the game as much as you can early on, because you got to see who can play. If one of the starters goes down with injury or somebody needs a rest, you want the guys who are not in the starting lineup to have as much experience as they can. But at the same time, the world we live in, we have to win every game too, you know. So it's hard to just get guys in to get at bats and get innings if you feel like they can't help you win the game. So we gotta. It'd be nice to have a situation where everybody could play all the time, but that's just not the case because winning is so important to us every time we take the field. So you'll see some new guys, but we got to try and pick their spots to help them try and be successful and still give us an opportunity to win.
Finally, as I like to do, kind of ask you a little bit off baseball. You guys go on the road. You're in a nice area with a lot of good food and stuff. And I know the weather's been bad, but you guys going to take any type of food? What kind of food places are you guys going to hit up while you're down there?
Well, the local guys, we have some Atlanta guys down here that as soon as they find out we're going here, they want us to take the whole team to the varsity. if anybody that's familiar with Atlanta has ever spent much time here, you got to eat at the varsity. But from a nutritional aspect, I think we're going to try and avoid that. That's more for the experience of it. So they're going to have to hold off till later in their life to experience the varsity. That's a great food for me and you, but for a college athlete trying to get out there and survive three games in 36 hours, that's going to be a little bit tougher.
Yeah. Coach, appreciate your time as always, and thank you for fitting us in your schedule. Good luck today. First pitch set for 2:30, Kennesaw State. Then you may have that doubleheader as well. So good luck against Georgia State and Georgia Tech as well.
Okay, thanks, man.